The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Vav Amud Aleph talks about the laws, talks about the Shiurim, our Halacha Lamosha Misinai, the amount one, let's say one has to eat, a Kezayis, an olive side, and the different Shiurim, those, what's the source is from Halacha Lamosha from Moshe at Hatsinai. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, that's an asmachta b'alma, the Gemara tells us. So there is no pasuk telling me shiurim, but it's still a din d'oraisa, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. So the Rush writes that how broad do we go that it's halacha, is it just the kezayis or the kebeya? So the Rush writes, the halacha of who's a Gado and who's a katan, a gadoa katana, what the breakoff point is. In other words, when you become liable for your own actions and you get punishment. So the Rush writes, the halacha of Moshe Misinai of a boy becoming a gado at 13 with Shnei Saras, all the other qualifications, and a girl at Yud Beis at 12, that's a halacha of Moshe Misinai. That a boy is deemed a gadol at 13 and a girl at 12. That's the Rush. And the Rambam sheet is that the halachas of Moshe Misinai were only regard Yisraelim and not Goyim. Therefore, he writes that if a guy one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach is aver menachai, a limb from a live animal. So if you eat, according to the Rambam, even less than a kezayis, so therefore one would still be liable to capital punishment, chayiv misa. And the Chasam Sofer points out, and so if we're saying that the din of 13 only applies to Yidden, but doesn't apply to Gayim, therefore the Rambam writes that a guy who is a katan and he violates one of the Sayyim mitzvahs b'nei Noach, he's subject to Misa even if he's under 13. Of course, the Chasam Sofer points out that you have to have a minimum amount, you have to realize, and I need a certain amount of intelligence to understand what you're doing is wrong. And the Ritz al-Ghazi comments based on Tosis and Chulin, Lam and Gimel Amud Aleph, that Tosis disagrees with the Rambam, and he holds a note that the Kazai Yishir of Abraham Menachai even applies to a non-Jew, and therefore he explains, according to the Rambam, so it seems to be a machlokas Rambam Tosus, how do you define achila? So, according to the Rambam, really, stam achila is a kol shehu. That would have been the halacha. That would have, comes along, the halacha Moshe Misinai is saying a big kiddush, that no, instead of a kol shehu, to be liable for penalty, you have to eat a kezayis, or in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to. So since it's a chiddush, it only applies to Yisrael and not a guy. However, Tosis says that's not the pshat. No. According to the Rambam, achila is a kol shehu, and the halacha Moshe is a special chiddush for Yisrael. Tosis says, no, the halacha Moshe Misinai is megala. What is the definition of achila? Achila doesn't mean a kol shehu. Achila means a kezayis, and therefore, so even for a guy, achila is eber menachai, you still have to eat a kezayis in order to be liable to that punishment, because it doesn't constitute an act of achila. So according to the Rambam, it's mashma, even achila kosher who is labeled an achila. Well, according to the Tosfos, you need achila kezayis to be labeled an achila.